You're listening to Run, Thrive, Survive with Sierra Carter. If you're looking for more energy, more productivity, and just an overall happier life, you're right where you need to be.
Hey guys, welcome to another quick healthy bite. I'm Sierra, and here we are going to untangle the madness of our mind and our body in action, just using behavior and psychology. Now, today is a super exciting one. You saw it on my Instagram page, and it is understanding Solomon's paradox. Now, I want to start with a question, and that is, do you think you need help with problem-solving techniques? If you're like me, the answer is yes. So let me tell you a story. I want to introduce you the ancient ruler from Jerusalem, King Solomon. And what he was a very famous person for was helping others fix their problems. So the famous story was these two women were fighting over whose baby this was with this man. And upon hearing this, King Solomon provided a solution. He called for a sword and to split the baby into two. Because he thought, well, if you both want the baby, I'll split it into two. Now, upon hearing this, the first woman said, "It shall be neither mine nor yours. Divide it." She did not want either one of them to fully have this baby. And the other woman cried out, "Give the baby to her. Just don't kill him." And now the king actually declared the second woman to be the true mother because she did not want the baby to be killed. Interesting enough, he solved their problems, but he was never good at solving his own. So it was said. So what is the Solomon's paradox? It's one's ability to reason more sensibly about someone else's problems than one's own. That is the Solomon paradox. How many times has this happened to you? When you've given the best relationship advice to somebody, when you are able to make somebody's day better because you're like, oh, I know this. I can give you all the advice. I can solve your problems. I can solve your marriage problems. I can solve everything. But when it comes to yours, your mental health, your relationships, your life, it's like thrown out the window. If you're like me, it happens way more often than not. But this has also been shown in studies. So I'm going to read you a study by Dr. Igor Grossman and Dr. Ethan Cross. They actually designed a reasoning experiment in which people were divided into two groups, the self and the other groups. The self group's reasoning skills were assessed in response to hypothetically discovering that their significant others were unfaithful, while the other group's reasoning skills were assessed after a friend hypothetically discovered that a significant other had been unfaithful. So they were pretty much determining which group probably could reason that their spouse was unfaithful. The self group actually scored much lower on the reasoning test than the other group because they probably denied it. They probably didn't want to think it was true. And basically, this showed that people are wiser when reasoning about other people's problems than reasoning about their own problems. Now, think about this. We see this in everyday life in professional services. You're probably sitting here. This is also a Solomon's paradox where I'm telling you something. You're most likely going to believe it from me. But if you told yourself the same thing, you wouldn't believe it. So take it into account of your therapist, your financial advisor, your coaches, your teachers, your doctors, anybody you can think of that's giving you third-party advice for a problem that you need to solve, your marketing coach, maybe it's your boss, maybe it's your significant other on a problem of yours. You're most likely asking advice because you cannot figure out your own. Now, the problem is if somebody else has this same problem, you're most likely going to give them advice, think, oh, I could have easily figured that out. But when you're in the situation, you cannot. It also goes hand in hand with FOMO. That's why they always recommend that you get help in therapy, financial advice, things from a third party, because their FOMO doesn't hit them on the fear of you missing out. It's the fear of yourself missing out. They don't worry about you missing out on something. You worry about you missing out on something. And when you can remove that, a lot of things actually tend to get better. So think about this next time when you're trying to solve a problem and you cannot. Either find help in a professional service or find a way that you can remove yourself as a third party to the situation and really look on the outside. My favorite way to do this is if my best friend told me this, which I have to, I'll end with what she says about this. If my best friend were to tell me, or if I were to tell, or my best friend was to tell me exactly what my problem is right now that she's having, what would I say to her? And if it's something you don't want to hear, that's most likely probably what you needed to hear. So, you know, there's that. But my best friend's coin term is, when it comes to relationship advice, the coaches never play. And you know what? She's very correct. She is so correct. Just because you're not in the relationship, you can still give excellent relationship advice because you can solve somebody's problems when they cannot. So she's true on that, but we're going to have to change that. So other than that, I want to hear from you. What is it that you have to outsource to a third party to really figure out to help you? Or how have you disconnected yourself from the situation to be that third party? Make sure you're hitting that link in my bio or in my bio or in my my show notes down below, pod inbox, so you can leave me a note on my wall. I'd love to hear from you guys. Other than that, I will see you here again next week on another Healthy Bite. And until then, run your life before life runs you. Bye, guys.